if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might
send you, for, the midwife?
Would there be other names for a midwife?
I never knew that many. I have known one or two.
If a boy and his father had the same appearance, you say the boy
resembled his brother?
If a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father and the same shaped nose, you say he
resembled his father.
Suppose he acquires the mannerisms and behavior of his father, you say he
resembled his father.
If a mother has looked after three children until they are grown up, you say she has
raised them.
You ought to take Aunt Jane's advice about your children. She's
she is
410 of these.
Wise? Is that what it means?
I see. Children may be allowed to do that now, but that wasn't the way I was
brought up.
She had a hard life. Her husband died, and she six children all by herself.
Raised six children.
To a naughty child, you say, you're going to get a...
Get a scolding?
To a child who's misbehaved, you say,
yes, sir.
If you do that again, I'll give you a good...
He's here.
Wagon?
Mm-hmm. Any other terms you might say to small children?
Yeah, he's down here talking to Daddy.
I didn't get your question.
If you were, maybe had a small child. Oh yeah, we're talking about some small children. If some small children misbehave, you might have to give them a...
A scolding?
Let's see, if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob has what? A lot more...
Grown a lot.
And you say to him, you certainly have...
Grown a lot.
Or you might say, my, how you...
My, how you've grown.
That Bob came up so fast you could almost see him.
See him growing.
A child that's born to an unmarried woman is a...
Illegitimate.
Would there be other names for this, like a woods colt or a come by chance or a catch colt?
Good many is it of that type.
Or a buzzard egg?
I would reckon so.
Have you ever heard any of these names? Or
no, I don't believe I have heard that.
Let's see. Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot.
Not meaner. Loving him.
Mm-hmm. Your brother's son is called your
nephew.
A child that's lost its father and mother is called
orphan.
If a child lost both his parents, it's an
orphan.
A person appointed to look after an orphan is its
godfather.
The orphan is looked after by its
legal godfather.
If a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to her, you say she asked all
her neighbors and kinfolks.
If a woman's been away from home for a long time, she sometimes goes back to visit all her
kinfolk.
If you have a lot of cousins, nephews, and nieces around, you say the town is full of my
kinfolk.
Yes, she has the same family name and does look a bit like me, but I'm actually
not any relation.
Someone who comes into town and no one has ever seen him before, he's a
stranger.
Would it make any difference how far he came from if he was from another country?
None at all.
Let's see, what would you use for, say, a Japanese person?
Jap.
Well, if he, or just anybody.
All around.
Would you ever use the word foreigner?
Yeah.
Say if a a person from another country came here and you say he is a
foreigner.
What would be a common name for a girl beginning with him?
Maiden.
Or the sisters in the Bible at whose house Jesus stayed?
Maiden.
Jesus' mother was named.